views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Good evening and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the incredible co-host, my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Good evening, John, and all of our remarkable listeners. We are so glad you decided to join us on this very interesting and informative program.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Here we are. Oh, this is Psychic World, and let me tell you a little bit about what Psychic World is about. It's all about you. It's all about your hopes, your dreams, your aims, ambitions, and aspirations. You can call in and speak to us this evening, either myself, John G. Sutton, or the remarkable Countess Starella. Please do make that call, because as I say, this program is all about you. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819, and we'd be delighted to hear your voice. We'll tune in. You can ask us your questions all about your life, or you can discuss our particular topic. And this evening, it's about celebrity spirits. Celebrity spirits. And today, believe this or not, is the 450th birthday of William Shakespeare.
That's now, right. It's Willie's birthday.
It is. And I've been to Stratford-on-Avon. I've been to the house where William Shakespeare lived. It's very atmospheric. I have to say, I didn't encounter the ghost of William Shakespeare, but I certainly did feel a presence. And I also visited Anne Hathaway's cottage in Stratford-on-Avon. And I take it if you're coming to England, everybody, that's where you'll be going, because it is the most beautiful place. You've got to go and see Stratford-on-Avon, unless it's absolutely raining. Then it tends to get a bit wet.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? It's raining, it gets a bit wet. Redundancy, school of redundancy.
the thing about Stratford-on-Avon is that it isn't just on Avon, it's in Avon.
I see.
The Avon being the river that runs not only through it, but over it when it gets a little bit wet. So, as I say, if it's really chucking it down, I'd be a little bit cautious about going to Stratford-on-Avon because it floods. But as Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players.
And we have certainly their exits. That.
Yeah, well, we've got our exits and we've got our entrances. And Countess, you're certainly playing many parts. You've got your feathers on tonight.
Tonight, I will be wearing the most incredible hair, blue, turquoise, and purple. Midnight blue, turquoise, and purple. It is a masterpiece.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, you can see this masterpiece on Arainham.com, because that's how people can get hold of you. They're always asking me, saying, how can we get hold of Countess Starella? Well, listen, people, it's Arainham.com on the internet. Chat room is there with the amazing Countess Starella. She's got the fantastic hair. Have you still got that talking bird on your shoulder?
Oh, yes, indeed. That's my little baby phoenix, Semiramis.
Really?
Yes.
I've seen it. I mean, does it actually speak to you?
It does. People constantly ask me, is it real? The point is, she thinks she's real. Therefore, I think, therefore I am.
A touch of René Descartes.
May we.
We've got philosophy. We've got philosophy, we've got music, and most of all, people, we've got you. You're ringing in this evening. I can see you ringing now. The number to ring is 1-800-930-2819. And our specialist subject is... celebrity spirits. Cogito ergo sum, as somebody said. I think, therefore I am. And I was in the London Palladium in 1992. I was doing a show called A Psychic Experience, which was, it really was an experience, believe me, because we took over the entire London Palladium for the day. And whilst I was there preparing for the show, across the stage came a spirit. And I'm very sensitive, me, and I just knew that this spirit, I'd seen it before. And a voice into my head came, the amazing song from around about 1951, 52, went something like this. If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye. Your turn, Countess.
It's no secret. You'll feel better if you cry.
What an amazing delivery. Yeah, I saw the ghost of Johnny Ray at the London Palladium, and I can remember seeing his original performance. I'm a little bit older than I look, folks, you know, but I can remember seeing his performance at the London Palladium on... It was Sunday night at the London Palladium on television in the United Kingdom, right about 1954-55.
Wow.
And he was remarkable. The godfather of rock and roll. I mean, he was the guy who did it first of all. He pulled at his hair, he fell on the stage, he cried. He really gave him a theatrical performance. Nobody had done that before.
Well, I got news for you.
Go on.
He is here with us tonight. Johnny, would you like to just sing a little bit? Okay, he's going to sing. If you believe, the Lord will help you. The Lord will help you if you believe.
Good God. I have to say, Johnny Ray, it's not improved, lad. 40 years beyond the world, it's not got any better. No, actually, I did like Johnny Ray very much. And what was he on? Gee, but it's great when I'm out late, walking my baby back home. That's the one, yeah. So come on, tell us about meeting Vincent Price. You met Vincent Price.
Oh, yes, indeed. Vincent, my mother took me to meet him when I was very young. And then after his passing, he began to visit me with pearls of wisdom. He was a very intelligent guy. He was an art collector, you know.
He was an art collector. He was a gourmet. He was a chef. He was a wonderful man. So I've met Johnny Ray and you've met Vincent Price. And we're going to have a song now. You don't mind that, do you, Countess? You like singing, don't you? Yeah.
Certainly.
This is a song that I wrote. It's called Just Lie to Me, and it's performed by Jack Wills and the amazing Lois J. Bereen.
That springtime together when our love was so new, the moonlit midnight when I first kissed you. Don't tell me it's over, but don't say goodbye. Give me one more loving season, and you tell me a lie. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, darling. Whisper my name. Stretch the truth a little, that'll work the same. Our dreams may be broken, my heart will be, I know. I know how you're feeling, but I can't let it go. Lie to me. Lie to me. Say you feel for me the way I feel for you. Say it more than once and it might come true. Say it more than twice, you might believe it too. You called me all day but you couldn't get through. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, tell me what you don't mean. Snow on the ground, tell me everything's green. Up is down, wrong is right. But tell me what I need to believe tonight. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, whatever you can find. You thought about leaving, but you changed your mind. Say it's getting better, even if it's getting worse. Think about it for a while if you need to rehearse. Lie to me. Lie to me. Say you feel for me the way I feel for you. Say it more than once and it might come true. Say it more than twice, you might believe it too. Called me all day, but you couldn't get through.
I called you all day.
Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, baby, tell me water is wine. Bend the truth a little, it'll be just fine. Say you know it's over, but I'll just let you. If we talk until the morning, I can make you forget. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and I'm with the amazing Countess Starella. The number to call in this evening, and do call in, because this program is all about you. It's about your aims, your ambitions, your aspirations, and your dreams. So do call in and you can discuss your personal problems or your hopes with myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella, or maybe even both. And we have got callers on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, let me please ask to speak to Tanya.
I am here.
I can hear you, Tanya, very clear as well. You're from Florida, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And it's so good to actually be able to speak to you instead of typing.
Well, here you are, Tanya, yeah? And let me see, yeah. I know that you've got questions about a man, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
And this man has been causing you a great puzzlation in your life. Is that such a word? Puzzlation? Confusion? Yeah? Tell me right, Tanya.
Yes, very much so. You are 100% right.
Right, okay. And I know that this man has got you in his mind as well. I'm sure that you share the same dream as this man. You were very close at one point, weren't you, Tanya?
We get close, and then he pushes away. We get close, and then he pushes away. So, yes, it's driving me crazy.
It's driving you crazy, but let me tell you this. The only thing that's really holding this man back is it's a kind of fear of making a permanent commitment. It's as if he wants to do it. He gets all the way to that point where he's going to actually say, yes, let's do this. And then it falls apart because of his lack of belief that this can work. I believe that this goes back to a sense of insecurity in his immediate past. Are you aware that he's had a failed relationship, Tanya?
Yes.
Well, you can understand why he is perhaps a little bit reticent in taking the next step and making a commitment to you. But I know that he does have great love for you, and at times you feel that when you're in his arms. Tell me I'm right.
Yeah, I do. When there are times when I look in his eyes and I can see it.
And there are times when he behaves in a rather strange manner where you feel absolutely broken, Tanya.
Yes, 100%. You are very correct in that assessment.
But believe me, he doesn't mean to do that. He's just like hitting the self-protect button. I also feel that there's some questions about his employment. Has he been having some difficulties with this?
He has made mention a couple times where this is probably the roughest patch he's ever gone through, because he's self-employed.
Yeah, and that's his employment, you see. He can't seem to make it work anymore. I feel that he had a very good 2 or 3 years, and over the last 18 months to 2 years, it's just drifted down. Has he told you this?
Yeah, he told me that over the last, well, he's made mention over the last 6 months that it's been really slow for him.
Well, he'll be in for some good news, and you will too, because his confidence will pick up, because the economy is changing and there are certain aspects in the world that are going to create a great impetus for him to start earning good money again. I also see something to do with a roof. What's that?
Well, I have no idea. I know that he, his business, he designs, manufactures, and installs business signs. So maybe he's up
he would be
roof.
Up on a roof, isn't it?
Yeah.
You ask him from me, yeah? Just say, have you been up on a roof? Because he's been putting something up on a roof or attaching it to a roof. It might very well be on the top of a roof, yeah?
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah,
that
will definitely amuse him. Tanya, just have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess.
Hello, darling.
Of course.
How long have you been in love with this man, Tanya?
Well, let's see. I met him last summer, I think July. And at the time, he was in a relationship. And I was still married. And we didn't actually hookup, so to speak, until December. And it's just, it was almost like instant for me. It was just weird. Because the first time that I ever met him, I just couldn't stop thinking about him.
Wow. That's truly a heart and soul bond. Perhaps from another dimension, another lifetime. And this person is displaying characteristics that are rather common in the times we live in. I would say I had at least 150 calls today describing the exact same symptoms. So it's not just specific to him. I wonder, John, if this is becoming contagious, this fear of commitment that's out there. But it is your job, Tanya, to visualize exactly what you most want from him. Write it down. Imagine it. And what is called summoning the desired result actually has quite a nice effect on people. Almost. Now, I'm saying if it is good for both of you, not, you know, don't want to summon the result of someone driving at 90 miles an hour. But you know what I mean. There's a destiny line here.
I do understand what you're saying. My question regarding that is that it seems like every time I try to visualize, something good happening between us, it's almost like the opposite happens when I do that.
It's not because of your input. It's because of his free will entering into the mix. That is his little nervous child coming up to the surface. So I would phrase it this way. Why is it that suddenly he's thinking the way I do? I believe he's starting to think my way. He's starting to come toward me. That's the way to word it so that it has a very powerful effect.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Wow, that really resonated.
Can I just tell you this, Tanya?
Yes,
do you know if he's had any connections at all with a place called Miami?
Yes, he used to live in Miami.
Because his heart was broken in Miami. He had a great deal of problems there. He's just glad to get out of it. Tanya, it's been great of you to call in. It's wonderful to speak to you. You've got a marvellous voice. Let me give you a Shakespearean quote, seeing as it's Shakespeare's birthday today.
Yes, sir. It
is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but in ourselves. And your destiny, that's a nice quote, don't you think? It is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but in ourselves. And your destiny with this man is for you to run with. You can do this. Believe it. Explain to him, that there has to be a future. Otherwise, you're going to have to stop. And he does not, at the bottom of all this, want to be on his own, Tanya. He wants you to be with him. He just has to accept that there is a time when he says, my fear of commitment has to be put to the past. I do believe in the future. And on you go. If music be the food of love, play on.
Lay on.
Tanya,
thank you very
much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Tanya. There you go. I had two Shakespearean quotes there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
It must be my Shakespeare day. I am a great fan of Shakespeare. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. And outrageous fortune is what happens to many people. We've got Joy on the line. Can I speak to Joy, please?
Hey, Grandfather. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Grandfather. Hey, I'm not that old yet, I mean, I'm only in my late 80s.
Joy, you're looking
very well. You've got some questions that you want to ask us, and we're going to have to listen. Joy, get prepared to hang on while we go to the break in a minute, but we're not going yet. But first of all, I want to tell you that what I get immediately from you is a concern about your health, because I feel that your health has been bad. And let me tell you this, Joy, you are not helping it by smoking. Tell me that you smoke.
Yeah, I'm smoking right now.
You're smoking right now. I tell you what, it's cool as a mountain stream. You've got the menthols going. Tell me I'm right.
Yeah, my cool 100s.
Your cool 100s.
My father's brand.
Yeah, that's it. That's perfectly good. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. But your health will deteriorate. And I personally, I dislike smoking. And also, you should consider this because you've got an operation coming up. I feel that you're going to a medical center where you're going to be seen by a team of doctors who will tell you exactly what I've just told you, that if you want your health to improve, well, then you have got to stop smoking. Tell me I'm right.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm going to start using electronic cigarettes. They're a lot better for me.
I don't know if they're better for you or if they're not better for you, but I know that what you're doing at the moment is causing you complications. Joey, I know that that this operation that you're going to have is going to be a success, but I can sense that you feel that they're going to find something more seriously untoward than what they've told you. You believe in what your doctors say. Listen to them exactly. No matter what anybody else tells you, the people who are the medical professionals, they will guide you correctly, and I'm sure that you're going to be all right. Joey, will you please stay on the line, because we've got to go to a little break now, and we'll be back. Thank you, Joey. Will you do that?
No problem. Sure.
Thank you.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Truella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Truella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Truella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Truella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Welcome back to Psychic World with one of Britain's most amazing psychics, John G. Sutton, and me, Countess Truella, at your service. How are you, John, dear?
I'm very well. We've got Joy on the line. Can we speak to Joy again, please?
I'm still here.
Joy, you're doing really well. We're having a bit of a Shakespeare night tonight because it's celebrity spirits and Shakespeare's decided to pop in. I know that you know many celebrities. You're related to the amazing Billy Joel. I know you are because I can hear that song in my mind as I'm speaking to you. But I am an innocent man. You'll be fine. Yeah. And let me tell you this. Yeah. The course of true love never did run smooth, and true love is what you will find in your life. Is that correct, Joey?
Yes, I'd like to sing that song though for the audience.
Well, I know that you would, but we were very very cut for time this evening. But we would love you to sing. But first of all, I'd like you to speak to the amazing Countess Starella. Countess.
Yes, Joey, darling. Tonight, I'm sending you confidence, a healing light, an ability to look at what you have and be grateful for it, no matter how strange or unusual circumstances may seem. You have the heart of a little angel, and heaven will reach out to you with solace and assistance to guide you through these challenging times. Don't you think so, John?
Absolutely. I know that you're going through a difficult time at the moment, but it will resolve. By the time we get to the middle of May, your answers are there. I feel that you've seen the medical practitioners. They've given you the positive news that you've been looking forward to, although to a certain extent dreading, but you're not going to do that. It's going to be a success. Quick question you want to ask me, Joy?
I'd like to sing the song.
You'd like to sing a song? Well, you can't sing a song, I'm afraid, Joey. We just don't have time. It'd be delightful to hear you singing, but I'm afraid on this radio program, we do not have time for that. But, Joey, thank you very much for calling in this evening. You've been an absolutely wonderful guest, and we will speak again. Thank you, Joey. Countess, you're going to sing me a song, aren't you?
John?
You are. Come on.
I'm trying to think of anything I'd rather do than that.
No, there isn't. It's got to be a song, hasn't it?
It's going to be a good one. You ready?
Hit me with it.
I'd wait for you. I'd slave for you. I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that is the love it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along,
I'd gladly move the earth for you to prove my love, dear, and it's worth for you. And if that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along.
With all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say?
I'd lie for you, I'd cry for you, I'd lay my body down and die for you, and if that isn't love, it'll have to do, until the real thing comes along. Until the real thing comes along. You were brilliant, Countess.
Ooh, really?
You were in our rubbish as usual. Can we please speak to Kelly? Is there anybody there called Kelly?
Yes, this is Kelly.
Kelly, thank you very much for calling in this evening. First of all, let me ask you to please speak to the amazing Countess Starella.
Hello, Kelly, darling. How may we help you this evening?
Yes, I want to know why is Kevin sexting me today out of the blue, who I have not seen for 6 months.
What a loaded question. All right, here's the thing, baby. You have left a great impression on this person, even though sometimes his mind has completely disappeared off the face of the earth. When his brain activates and it's working, he begins to miss you. Were you too close at one time?
Yes.
Do you want him back?
I do, but he did not say to meet. He just said we should go back to memory lane. I mean, he took me down the memory lane today. Out of the blue, and has said we may need to go do something, but he didn't actually ask me out. So I just played it cool.
I will talk to you exactly as though I were talking to my sister. Sister dear, unless this man shows up with an Escalade and a 6-carat diamond, I don't believe I could totally trust him. I can feel it, though. When you got the message, a little thrill went through your heart, but then your logical mind said, wait a minute, what exactly is he bringing to the table here? And that little voice of intuition of yours was on the money. Careful with this guy. I don't know why. I just don't feel you should trust him. John, would you like to interject?
Well, I do feel that he's making an effort here, but it's for himself. Are you with me, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah. For himself. He's a man.
This is all about himself. He hasn't really put you first at the moment, has he? Can you hear me, Kelly? So what you've got to say to yourself, I think the Countess is quite right there. You know, you've got to actually sound this guy out and find out exactly where he's coming from. But it isn't going to hurt you to ask him, is it? So, Kelly, what you've got to say is, what's all this about? He's making a return journey, and also, I keep hearing this thing. Has there been two children somewhere, Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have.
Are these your two children?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel that there's two children in your life, yeah? And they are really close, obviously, they would be, they're your children, yeah? But you've got to think about your children and the interaction with this man and the children. Did he have an interaction with them in the past?
No.
You've got to think about yourself to this. What would the children think about it? Because they don't care about you. Obviously, they do, Kelly. Yeah. So you're not on your own in this world. This man is making an attempt to get back into your life. Ask yourself, what do you get out of this? And ask him what it's all about. Kelly, I feel that he may have actually turned over a new leaf and he may be wanting to do this. And also, I see you getting into what looks to me like a big vehicle, a 4x4. Do they call them SUVs?
I have a minivan.
A minivan, that would probably be it. That's quite a big vehicle, isn't it? Compared to a usual saloon car, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This man will be getting into that with you, yeah? So he is coming to see you, and it is not all over. And also, do you know if he has a fondness for pizza?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I see you getting it's a big pizza, and this guy can eat it, can't he?
Yes. What does he? I mean, should I ask him? What do you want from me? Because
yes.
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
Do that. It's great advice. Ask, as the Countess says, ask him. Get him to put his cards on the table. It's not all over with, you know? But if it's going to start again, then what it has to do is it has to start on a fair footing. So you get him to put his cards on the table and you will be a great deal happier. And I feel that by the time we get towards the end of May, he's come back on a proper basis. Thank you very much for calling in this evening.
Thank you so much, John. And Countess, you sound great.
Oh, thank you, honey.
That's very kind of you. We're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back, we've got another caller on the line who's going to be John. So, John, if you'll just stay there, we'll be speaking to you as soon as we come back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to take a break.
Hello. This is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence @gmail.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Ladies and gentlemen, write this number down, because next week you're going to call in. You're going to speak to myself, John, or Countess, and it's all about you, your hopes, dreams, aims, and ambitions, your hopes and loves, and you're going to call this number. So get your pen ready. Its number is 1-800-930-2819, and you can speak to me, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. We have on the line a gentleman called John. Can you hear me, John?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
John, let me tell you this. It's Shakespeare night tonight, because it's 450 years, celebrating the birthday of the Bard of England. And here is your quote for this evening. There is a tide in the affairs of man, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. John, you are about to change direction in your life. I feel that you have family issues as well, but you're going to change direction in your life, and you're going to find yourself a new way forward. You've been looking for a new job, John.
I haven't been applying for a new job, but I'm not happy where I'm at. But I wasn't happy where I was at the last two jobs either. So,
well, John, I don't think you should look within. I mean, a lot of jobs are just jobs. You've got to remember that. It's a job, J-O-B. And if you wonder what a job is all about, have a look in the Bible. J-O-B, it's a series of trials. So you've just got to go in there, take your money and get out. But if you find yourself a job that you really love, then work at it with all your heart, and you will succeed. Because, as I said, I didn't give you that quotation just off the top of my head. It came to me, it was given to me, and there is indeed a tide that you are about to ride onto success. You've got to believe that, and you also want to leave the area you're living in. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, I would love to leave the area I'm living in.
It may just be getting you down a little bit now, but you are going to get there, believe me. You're also an avid reader, are you not?
I'm trying to get back into reading. I've been I just started reading a new book, but I've been so lack of focus.
But you don't just read to entertain yourself. I mean, we're not talking about reading Dan Brown or something like that. You're actually reading something to improve your mind, and that is the right way to read. And you are doing that. You are going to find yourself a different position. I do feel that you're getting out there. You've been a bit worried about your mother, haven't you, John?
Yes. She's been having lots of issues with not getting enough sleep and being lethargic all day and what have you. So.
All right. Well, I'll send your mother some healing as we're speaking. I'm sending healing thoughts to your mother. And you tell her that she will have a proper night's sleep this evening. Just mention my name, John G. Sutton. Tell her to mention it. All she has to do is speak it. I know it sounds as if I'm being facetious, but I'm absolutely not, John. I do have a healing power, and I'm projecting it to you, yourself and your mother. You believe in what's happening there. When you're going to go forward in this world, you will find a new job, and you will be able to move out of where you're living. And your mother will be with you, and her health is going to improve. Please speak to the Countess.
Hello, darling. Hello, We're glad to see you tonight. And remember, little baby steps, one step, one step. Finding one's place in the working world takes some real diligence, vigilance. But with a focused, concerted effort, you can find a place where you fit and feel happy. And yes, we are sending a loving, healing light to Mom. And the greatest thing you can do is to take it easy and say, whatever is here, this will pass and will be transformed into something miraculous. We are with you, John. Bless you, darling.
Thank you very much
for calling in this evening, John. Thank you very much. I'm sure that you're going to get where you want to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a tough world out there, and if we can help, then we will help. You can ring myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella, or you can contact me direct through my website, which is psychicworld.net, and on there there's a connection email. You can send me an email at john@psychicworld.net. You can book private readings with me direct, and I'd be delighted to help. Or you can contact the amazing Countess Starella on arenum.com, where she has a chat room, which is the most fantastic thing you'll see on the internet. She wears red feathers and a hooly-hooly skirt. Is that right, Countess?
Boola, 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 boola. Oh, yes.
Maria from San Diego. Maria, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello,
Maria. You're doing very well. Let me tell you, you're doing a lot better than you think, yeah?
Oh, good.
You're doing a lot better than you think, yeah? And I'll give you your Shakespearean quote for this evening. There is nothing, either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. That came to me as your quote for this evening. So have you been thinking that things are going wrong for you, Maria?
Yeah, in a love life world.
Yeah, but as the Shakespearean quote says, thinking makes it so. So what you've got to think here, Maria, is that things are going right. Are you with me? Things are going to turn a corner. You are going to connect with this man. You have a dream of holding his hand, don't you?
It would be nice.
It will be nice because it is going to happen. Do you go by the sea with this man?
I haven't, no.
Because I can see, it looks to me like there's boats on the sea and like a harbour and a beautiful visage of this, the beautiful vision. And this man is going to make a step closer to you. Quickly, just speak to Countess Starella because we're fast running out of time.
Well, he just came. He was just out of harbor for holiday.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break, faithful? Maria. Yeah, there you go.
Was he good and faithful?
Am I psychic or am I psychic? Countess.
Maria, the sky's the limit where love's concerned. However, the most gratifying and dependable love of all is love of oneself. How do I love me? Let me count the ways. Infuse your life with a rock-solid self-love. And say that anyone who deserves you will have to show respect and honor and attention, or they will not be able to hold on to your love. Judge these creatures very, very in a very detailed manner, shall we say, so that you don't expend too much of your precious time and energy unless you are getting love back. And I will say a prayer for that love to grow and expand for you. John?
Very good. Maria, you believe in this, as it said, as I said, thinking makes it so. Think that it's going to work. Quick, you want to speak, yeah?
Was he faithful on his holiday?
I believe so, yes. I believe so. Yeah, he hasn't cheated you, but I do see a harbor, I do see boats, and I do see that you will be by the sea with him ahead, holding hands. Maria, we're running out of time. Thank you very much for calling. We will speak again. I'm sure that we will. Countess Starella, we're coming to the end of a fabulous show. You've been wonderful this evening. I thought your singing was quite incredible. And Johnny Ray, thanks for being with us. We've had Shakespeare here tonight. Loads of quotations coming through. And ladies and gentlemen, those quotations did come to me, and there is a quotation that I'd like to finish this show with this evening. So, Countess, you will be back next week, will you not?
Oh, yes.
Of course you will. And people, please ring in. Write down the number, 1-800-930-2819. Next week, it's your turn to speak to John G. Sutton and the Countess Starella. And ladies and gentlemen, good night. Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew @AndrewTweetGeo?
Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.